tell me what they tell you when they're either in this state or they are, you know, fully aware again.
Well, it's interesting because IADCs always come as a surprise to the experiencer because it's never exactly what they expect, most oftentimes conflicts with their whatever beliefs they have have at the time. So people are generally very shocked, even people who believe that such an experience is possible and believe and have beliefs in the afterlife and so on. It still comes across as very much as a surprise to people. People might open their eyes and say, "I saw him. He was standing right there in front of me, and you know, he looked happy and younger, and you know, so on and so forth." They're generally very startled by it and surprised, but in a very nice kind of way.
Are they going into this state of mind? I'm going to call it that. It may not be accurate, but state of mind to see a specific deceased person?
Yes, we're generally working on one loss at a time. But the trick is to get a person in what I call a receptive state, where they are in a state of mind where they're able and willing to let anything happen. You know, once again, after-death communications are naturally occurring experiences, and they happen to people when they least suspect it. Most spontaneous after-death communications, in my experience, at least what my clients and patients have reported to me, occur during sleep when their mind is relaxed. It's very difficult to sit down and will or purposefully try, to bring up an image of the deceased or have some kind of reconnection. What I do with the eye movement is, in essence, I sort of clear the path for the experience. And the very last thing I do in the procedure is induce just a very open, receptive state of mind where then the experience can occur naturally.
Do these people claim to talk to the deceased person?
Many do. The IADCs as well as ADCs, they come in a variety of forms, and usually involve one or more of our sense modalities. One of the most common images is just a smiling face. But there may be no communication back and forth, but people sometimes say that they feel communication through the image in some kind of way. Some people say they don't actually hear words, but the communication is nevertheless very clear. Sometimes they both see the person and engage in a two-way conversation. They ask questions, they say what they want to say, and so on. Sometimes it's the tactile modality where they feel a hug or a touch or something like that.
Are they solving some kind of dilemma? I mean, are they trying to close something that they might not have been able to do when this person was alive?
Very much so. We do a lot of that.
Closure.
Yes. You know, I think the main healing ingredient in the IADC is the sense of reconnection, which resolves that deep sadness. And sadness is the primary component of grief. But people also have guilt and anger, more peripheral kinds of emotions that are nevertheless still very important. And if there's unfinished business, if there were issues in life between the deceased and the survivor that never got fixed, they get fixed then in the IADC.